About a week ago, the Florida legislature approved a package of new abortion restrictions. Groups like Planned Parenthood and Florida Now, that's the National Organization for Women, lobbied lawmakers to block its passage. Now they're turning their attention to the governor.
We would like to speak to Governor Rick Scott, if possible.
That's Florida Now lobbyist Barbara Devane.
He's not in the office today. Well, Regina has something for him, if you could deliver.
It's just...
Oops, thank you.
There's more.
And that's Tallahassee Planned Parenthood activist Regina Sheridan.
So these are over 12,000 signatures requesting Governor Rick Scott to veto Senate Bill 1722 and House Bill 1411.
That measure redefines trimesters, making it more likely for procedures to fall under stricter regulations. It also blocks any taxpayer funds for organizations that provide abortions, regardless of whether that money actually pays for the procedure. But the provision getting the most attention requires abortion providers have admitting privileges or a transfer agreement at a nearby hospital.
With what this legislation proposes, it would make access much harder. So although it doesn't outright outlaw abortion, it makes it very, very difficult to access, and that's not okay.
A number of abortion providers are challenging similar Texas legislation in the U.S. Supreme Court. If the high court sides with Texas and upholds its restrictions, the number of providers in that state would drop to about 10. Before the law passed, there were 40.
That's what they're doing. It's death by a thousand cuts. They know abortion is legal in this country, so they know they can't get around that and just say, we're going to shut you down. It's illegal. So they're shutting them down by no access.
Sponsors of Florida's measure argued the allowance for hospital transfer agreements instead of admitting privileges sets their idea apart from Texas. But American Civil Liberties Union lawyer Julia Kay is skeptical. She's currently tied up in a case challenging Florida's abortion waiting period law passed last year.
I think that both the omnibus bill in Florida and the targeted regulation of abortion providers in Texas are of a piece, because they are onerous restrictions on abortion providers that are designed to shut clinics down.
Considering Governor Scott's antagonistic posture toward Planned Parenthood, particularly after a series of heavily edited videos critical of the organization became public, those petition signatures may fall on deaf ears. Abortion advocates appear ready to take the matter to court if he signs off on the measure. Whatever he chooses, Scott has until March 26th to decide. If he does nothing, the bill would become law. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.